New internet. The new internet will be less exciting than everyone thinks, but it will be stronger and more resilient. With the rise of artificial intelligence that sparked this upgrade, internet can be brought home and made safer and more reliable. The old internet will still be out there, but the new one will be much more uncluttered, friendly, and accessible. It seems like the internet has evolved, but the companies behind it all were just selling ads. The programming tools and technologies did improve, however, and that means while big corporations were penny-pinching, the internet users grew in capability. Not so long ago, it was very hard to help users program, but now, with technologies like Svelte and libraries like Svelvet, it is quite possible. Like all revolutions, this one begins by handing power to the people. This will also include greatly increased data privacy, as the new internet is about downloading everything first. Advertisers and similar parasites will not be able to piggyback on your memes anymore. They will no longer be able to analyze your interests and create a profile because you will be downloading all the memes. You don't have to look at them all. It is just how the new internet will work. You will need a big hard drive and a copy of it all. Connected to the internet or not, you will always have all the information you will ever need. This won't be just a raw copy of the internet, but a very neat and uniform collection of information extracted by well-made tools and with the help of artificial intelligence. A good example of such a data library is the stuff that modern AI was trained on. You just download it all, a little bit at a time, or order a hard drive with a complete copy, and maybe even share with your neighbors, and then simply keep it updated. These updates need to be custom and swift and reliable and rich. The new internet comes with software robots that you control via talking to them and using programs like Node-RED, or applications that libraries like Svelvet can help develop. Like the leading search engines that just got replaced by artificial intelligence, you will have your own AI that runs at home and functions very much like a smart search engine. Like the leading search engines, you will be programming web spiders to crawl whatever parts of internet interest you. If you are somewhat concerned about the legal side of this, hey, if search companies can do it, so can you. You won't be able to make a public website out of it, but the new internet doesn't work that way anymore. You just view a copy in your own home. How will all this look like on an average day? Well, even if you are not connected to the old version of the internet, you will still have an internet with you. And since you are downloading everything, the profiling will stop. It will just look like noise. When you come home, you will be greeted by dashboards that will tell you what is being spidered and where, how much of the internet you have left to copy, and what the internet babble is all about for that particular day. To be clear, not everyone will keep a copy of the entire internet, but groups of people will come together to keep copies of entire chunks of internet. Finally, consider learning programming. A lot of new privacy-minded software will be needed for this upgrade. And of course, the world will need a new collection of forums and chat rooms. This time, it will all be distributed and not centralized. Here, the GUN database is a very nice and accessible case study, showing how information that is copied by all can still be secure. The sooner you begin writing dashboards, spiders, and intranets, the more likely your success. Don't delay. Start learning about the JavaScript ecosystem today.